Blog Talk Radio.
Won't you come along with me?
Yes. Yee-haw! Another Wednesday. Another sunny, hot Wednesday. It's summertime, folks. Did you know that? It's summertime. Hello, Anne. How are you, sweetheart?
Hello, Jenny. I am great. We've had a beautiful day in the UK, so I'm good.
Good, good, good. It's summer there, too, yeah. Though, right?
Mm. Yeah. Not been a lovely sunny hot day. So yeah.
Yeah, we're looking at about 104 today. It's going to get down to about 82 tonight. It's going to cool off to 82. Yeah. Well, you know, that's summer in the desert. That's what you get. That's just how it is. So, well, you know, I've got a couple things to go over here before we get started because we had a little bit of, sadness, I guess, for this week, especially for these people's families. There was, do you remember the group, the Letterman?
No, not offhand.
No. Well, there were three guys, and the harmony was just spot on. I mean, wow. And they had songs, let's see, like When I Fall in Love or, oh, I know, Theme from a Summer Place. They did Theme from a Summer Place. Everybody knows that one. Their leader, the organizer, founder, lead singer of the Letterman, Jim Pike, he has died. He has left us. And he formed that group in 1961 with Bob Engelman and Tony Batala. And their harmony was so good. They were just an instant hit. I used to love listening to them. It was fantastic. And they won Grammys. Well, they didn't win. They got nominated for Grammys. Let's get that right. Mm. But it's just... I remember Theme from a Summer Place. That was going around all the time. I mean, every time you would turn around, you would hear that on the radio. Or your music teacher would decide, excuse me, your music teacher would decide that the chorus had to sing it. Or something like that, you know. And then Engelman left the group and Pike's brother, Gary, joined it. So they kind of had the brother-brother thing going at that point. In fact, they were so popular and they worked so much that Pike wore out his voice. He had to quit because he couldn't sing anymore.
Okay.
It just wore out his vocal cords. So that was kind of bad, but you know. But anyway, we lost Jim Pike from the Letterman this last week.
Oh,
and I was kind of sad to read that, but you know, it happens. What can you do, right? Huh? Except be a little sad for a little while, listen to their music for a little bit, and then life goes on, I suppose. Another thing that I just learned today, excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat. Darn thing. Stepped on it.
That's not good.
Nah, not really. It doesn't belong in my throat. It belongs out in the weeds in the garden.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, a little baby lizard got in my house last night. Well, actually, I think the cat brought it in because the cat had free access to the porch, the enclosed porch. And because it's all shaded, this little baby lizard got on the porch. And, of course, the cat found it.
Oh.
Yes, exactly. So this morning, I found the lizard. And the poor lizard just wasn't moving anymore. And that always makes me sad. So, but you know, the cat was doing a cat thing, so you can't really get upset with the cat. You can, but it doesn't do any good. So anyway, I don't know if you'll recognize this name or not, but Steve Dunleavy. He was a journalist. And he lived in the U.S., actually. He lived on Long Island. And he was he was the founder of the show A Current Affair. He kind of introduced the U.S. into this tabloid-type news show.
Yeah.
And in 2000... John Cassidy did an article, an 11-page article on him, and called him the Hellraiser, because he just went for it. Whatever he wanted to write about, he just went for it, and he didn't really care what anybody thought, as long as he was telling the truth. That's the only thing he cared about, and he just did all kinds of things to get these stories. I mean, he kicked in doors. He pretended to be a cop. He pretended to be you know, whatever he needed to do to get people to talk to him, that's what he did.
Yeah.
But the only thing he never did is he never lied about the story he was getting.
Yeah.
So, you know, the dude gets some points, but he did some shady stuff too that we're not even going to talk about because I don't think he had his facts right. And we're just going to let that slide by the wayside and not really get into it at all. One thing that I have to give the dude points for is that I didn't always agree with everything he did or the way he did it, but he did it with flair. The dude had flair, you know, and if you could see his picture, which on the radio you can't, but if you could see his picture, you would recognize him. He had this mane of flowing silver hair. And he just, he's an Australian. So he just had this dignity that I would expect to see in British aristocracy. He just this way of carrying himself that said, hey, I'm something and you're going to think I'm something too. So a lot of people did. And he was good at what he did. He did that for 55 years. He did that. And he was, let's see, it says here, that, like his generation of journalists, he was a hard drinker and a heavy smoker. And he was immensely popular with women. I'm not so sure his wife appreciated that, but, you know, he went everywhere. for all of his stories, and then he started A Current Affair. And I've seen that show. It was a good show. I just, it wasn't my thing. That's all.
Yeah.
But he was inducted into the Media Hall of Fame in 2017, and they noted that he had a whatever it takes, larger than life approach to journalism. And he did it. He did it for 55 years. People remembered him. People recognized him. And he was good at what he did. He was good at what he did. So he did, he was 81, and he did die at his home on Long Island. And he is survived by his wife, Gloria, and two sons. So he had a legacy to leave, and he not only left it in journalism, he left it in the world. So that's not a bad thing. That's really not a bad thing.
No, it isn't.
So that being said, we've gotten through the sad part. Now we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to start off with a song by a group called Player. And after I just did this thing on Dunleavy, the name of that group just really fits. But it's a group called Player, and we're going to listen to them do Baby Come Back.
Can't miss.
There we go. Player with Baby Come Back. And we're just trucking along, doing the best we can today. And I think it's going to be pretty good as long as we just enjoy our music. And I am going to play one now that was a request. John sent this to me, and it's by Manfred Mann. And it's called With God on Our Side. And I thought of it as kind of a story song. It kind of puts in an historical line. So let's listen to Manfred Mann doing With God on Our Side.
My name, it is nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is a part of the free West. I was taught and brought up there, its laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. The country was young with God on its side. Oh, the First World War, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never could get, but I with pride, for you don't count the dead when God's on your side. And then the Second World War, it came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and now we are friends. Though they murdered weapons of chemical dust, and if by them we're forced to, why then by them we must. One push off the button and a shot the world wide, and you never ask questions when God's on your side. Many a long hour I've thought on this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you will have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. As I leave you, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, there ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and drop to the floor. That if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
God, you hear that piano? Oh, my goodness. I think that was my favorite part, was the piano at the end. The history lesson was pretty much what we all learned. So that's, but put to music, you kind of pay attention to it a little more, you know. It's just, history is history, and sometimes it can be very interesting. Sometimes, boring as it can get. But that's okay. We don't worry about the boring part. So there we go. We're done with the history lesson. Let's go on to something a lot more fun, like Jeff Healey Band doing Roadhouse Blues.
I'm going to do another tune from the movie. This will be the first track to get out there and all that sort of thing on the movie. And I think you can tell why we chose this. The film was called Roadhouse. Let them have it, Joe. Let them have it. Go ahead, Dan. Right now. I don't know about you, but it's just a little too quiet for my liking out here. What do you think? So with a simple wave of the hand, I think we'll get the guys to bring the volume up a bit, shall we?
Music to last any length of time, else you're a one-hit wonder or less. You never get that chance to have that hit. But we've got talent rolling today, and we are going to get some real talent in this next song. This was an anonymous request, and you guys know making an anonymous request is perfectly acceptable. It's not a problem whatsoever. I play it and I say it's an anonymous request. This is an anonymous request and it's by Elvis. And we like this one. An American Trilogy. So just get lost in it. Enjoy it.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Take my stand to live and die to see. For Dixieland, where I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Holy glory. Oh, hush, little baby, don't you cry. You know your daddy's bound to die. But all my trials, Lord, soon be over.
Because that, whoever put that trilogy together, just, they were just right on top of the ball that day they did that. Because that is beautiful. I love that. It's one of my favorites. I have loved it since the first time I heard it. It's wonderful. Okay. Just the next one we're going to do, and poor Anne, I had Anne with me, and she's playing bungee jump across the Atlantic again today. She's been back and forth through the last two songs. She's been back and forth probably at least four times so far, and it just doesn't want to cooperate with the connection today, so poor thing. I wonder if she gets tired of bungee jumping across the ocean. That could get interesting, you know? Think about it. That could get interesting. I wouldn't want to, but it could be interesting. Anyway, we are going to listen to Kansas. We're not going to Kansas. We're going to listen to Kansas. It's really hot in Kansas right now. You don't want to go there. We're going to listen to Kansas doing Dust in the Wind.
Close my eyes, only for a moment.
All right, Kansas, dust in the wind. That's all we are. And that's how it's always been. That's how it will always be. So dust in the wind. But boy, we could sure have fun in between storms, you know? Never mind. I have a request from Brandon. Hey, Brandon, you still there? You listening? Good deal. Because here is Kiss singing Reason to Live. And that is really not the kind of music I usually expect from Kiss. That was really mellow, considering that Kiss was doing it. And that surprised me, but that's why I liked it. That's why I wanted to play it. And guess what? Anne came back for the fourth time in the last song. Are you getting air sick yet? Bungee jumping back and forth across the ocean like that? Wouldn't it be
hello,
great?
Good boy.
Yeah, really. What am I saying this time? I don't remember. It would be so great if we could really make that Atlantic crossing that quickly, wouldn't it? Just hop the plane, you're there. Okay, great. I'm going to take half an hour. That'd be okay. Oh, my goodness. Hopefully you're going to be able to stay for a while now. Oh, my goodness. I might get motion sickness if you keep on bobbing back and forth.
It just sunk completely through.
Yeah. Well, hey, miracles do still happen. So,
I need one tonight.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Last Wednesday, though, we had no problem whatsoever. You came over and you stayed for the whole show, and you didn't have to bounce once. But this time, you bounced about 8 times already, I think. My
crazy.
Well, I'm gonna move right into another request because I got a few of them this time. I want to make sure I play all of them, so we're gonna move right to the next one. This is another one from John, and it is so cute. I love it. It's Alan Price set with Simon Smith and his amazing dancing bear. And it just doesn't it sound cute? It just sounds cute. So we're gonna play the dancing bear song.
Oh yes.
Now, can't you just see somebody up front doing a soft shoe, you know, with the straw hat and the red hat band and the cane and the white spats and all that, just doing the old soft shoe to that, and I'm probably really dating myself right now, but hey, you know what, I remember the TV variety shows, and they did that, the Sammy Davis Jr., and okay, Jenny, quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, on to something else. But we're going to completely change now. We're going to completely change. So if you're close to that person that is especially dear to your heart, the one you like to put your arms around and just snuggle into his neck and sniff. And you move nice and slow around the room. That's what this song is for. It's by a band called Bread. And It's called The Air That I Breathe. Quite a line, isn't it?
Beautiful song.
That is quite a line, but it can be very appropriate at times. It could be quite useful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love it. Oh, and okay, to go right on with that, we're going to do a song that you really got to get the visuals in your mind working, because that's the kind of song it is. It's Billy Crash Craddock, And he's going to sing Rub It In, Rub It In. And the answer is yes. So whatever question you're asking, the answer is yes.
Lie beside me on the sand. Put some lotion in your hand. Come on and make me feel nice. And kiss me once or twice. Say you love me again. Then rub it in, rub it in. Rub it in. Bit on my left shoulder.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Put a little bit right here.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Turn your radio on and find a slow grooving song. Baby, whisper in my ear. Say the things I want to hear. Make me know your love is strong.
And rub it in, rub it in.
Looks good.
And what is he actually saying when he says put a little bit right there? You know, these things go through my mind. What can I tell you? I just my mind goes to strange places sometimes. And okay, that's all I'm gonna say.
You're not the only one.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
You're
okay.
Not alone.
That's good. That's good, because I was beginning to wonder about my brain, but that's all right.
No,
that's all right.
Yeah.
Because those places, you know, they need to be gone to. That just, they would get so lonely if nobody ever went there.
That's right.
Oh my gosh. All right. We've got one here, and it's another fun one. And I apologize, Brandon. I was going to play your other request, but it's going to have to wait another couple songs because I'm having fun now. And sometimes that just means reshuffle. I'm going to do the Beach Boys. And the Beach Boys are going to sing Kokomo. And I love it.
Mm.
Where you wanna go to get away from it.
Trip. That would be awesome. All the hot spots of the sun and sand, you know. That'd be great. Well, except Tahiti, so it's not all the hot spots. Mm. Tahiti's fantastic. I've been to, you know, I have never been to Hawaii, which is part of the United States. But I have been to Tahiti. Courtesy of my ex-brother.
Oh, wow. Knocking you.
Yeah, well, I know. Can you believe that? That's kind of strange.
Oh, wow.
But like I said, courtesy of my ex-brother-in-law, he likes doing that sort of thing. So, but
it looks so beautiful.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. I wish I could afford to go again, but that's not going to happen. And that's okay. At least I've been there, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay. Oh, now
it's on my bucket list.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. If you ever get a chance, go. It's worth it.
Well,
it really is worth it. It's fantastic. Mm. All the topless beaches, and almost every beach on every island is swimsuit tops optional. And it's just a normal thing. Nobody thinks anything about it. It's just a normal thing. So that it was a little bit of a shock the first time, but after that it was no big deal. So it's okay. They're a French protectorate. So the French attitudes kind of come into things. And that they speak English, they speak French, and they speak Tahitian. And they learn all three of those languages in school. So it's kind of cool, actually. Yeah. And they're so friendly. Mm. They really are friendly and helpful. If you get a chance, go, because it's really cool. It's awesome. Mm. Or
I'd love to.
It's really warm. It rains in the winter. But it's great because it's warm rain.
Beautiful scenery.
Yeah, it's warm rain. It's great. Anyway. Now I am going to play Brandon's second request. And it's by John Cougar Mellencamp. And it's not the ones that we normally hear from John Cougar. It's not Pink Houses. It's not Crumbling Down. You know, those are the ones you always hear. This one is Ain't Even Done With the Night.
got your hand in my back pocket, and Sam Cooke singing on the radio. You say that I'm the boy who can make it all come true. Well, I'm telling you that I don't know if I know what to do. Say that's all right, hold tight.
John Cougar Mellencamp. And I like that song. It's not, here again, it's not his normal. His normal is you go out, you hit it hard, you hit it fast, and he's got this gritty voice that is half yelling sometimes. And that's what you hear with Pink Houses and Crumbling Down. But this one, he goes a little more mellow, just a little more mellow. And he shows that he really can sing. So I like it. I like that a lot better.
It was nice, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I have one now, the last request, and it's a request from John, sent to me last minute. I didn't even know if Blog Talk would let me slip it in there, but we just went ahead and did the slide, and we slid it on in.
Good.
And Danny Gatton put together what's called Sun Medley. And it consists of three songs. and you're going to know all three of these songs. So let's just get rolling with the Sun Medley.
Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome, cool. He did such a good job with that. I couldn't resist putting him on the show today.
Great selection there.
He did a really great job. It was really, really good. So I just couldn't resist. So I did.
Yeah.
And I wasn't disappointed. I hope you weren't either.
No, that was a great selection there, Jenny.
Yeah, he did good. And I'm not 100% certain if John meant it to go on the show today or not, but that's where it ended up. So, okay, fine. And we liked it. So it was all right. All righty. What we're doing now is I've still got so many songs. It's like, wow. What do I play now? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. All right. I'm going to do this one. It's Tommy James and the Shondells. They're all good songs. And it's like, okay, one after the other. Just Tommy James and the Shondells doing Sweet Cherry Wine.
To get together.
That is so cool. I love hearing that flute. You don't hear flutes very often. That just don't happen. Uh-huh. And it's great. We're just going to be trucking right along. But first, I want to say thank you to everybody that's been listening. And I've got people in the chat that's been listening. And Anne, thank you for persevering and finally bouncing back here and hanging on to the lamppost so you could stay. I just didn't know if you were going to be able to stay or not, but it finally ironed out for you. And thank you for just keep on trying. You just kept on trying, and that's wonderful. And she just dropped off. At least I got to tell her thank you. And thanks to everybody who's listening. I know there are a lot of people out there, my friends, my family who are listening. And thank you for doing that, because without you, there wouldn't be a reason. Because you're listening, there is a reason. I do this for all of us to enjoy the music. And with that in mind, I'm going to play the Doobie Brothers, and they're going to be singing Listen to the Music. good advice. Listen to the music all the time because it's going to touch your soul and make you whole. Where that came from, I don't know, but it's good. For our last song, I'm going to play Rupert Holmes, and he's doing a fun one. It's called the Pina Colada Song, or Escape.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like Pina Colada,
excellent. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Anne, for coming back once again. You're special. And I will see you all next week. Have a wonderful one. Goodbye.